Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a pandemic challenge. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly impacted our lives, making it a highly relevant topic for IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions about challenges faced during the pandemic, focusing on the cue card. Describe a time when you faced a challenge due to the pandemic. We'll provide sample answers, vocabulary, and tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about the pandemic and its impact on your life. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: How has the pandemic affected your daily routine? Band 6 to 7. Answer: The pandemic has significantly changed my daily routine. I now work from home most days, which means I don't have to commute. This has given me more time for other activities, like exercising and cooking meals at home. Band 8-9. Answer: The pandemic has fundamentally altered my daily routine in numerous ways. The most notable change has been the shift to remote work, which has eliminated my daily commute. This newfound time has allowed me to cultivate healthier habits, such as incorporating regular exercise into my schedule and experimenting with home-cooked meals. Additionally, I've had to adapt to virtual social interactions, which has been both challenging and rewarding. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to facing challenges during the pandemic. Describe a time when you faced a challenge due to the pandemic. You should say what the challenge was, when and where it happened, how you dealt with it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The challenge I'd like to discuss is when I had to rapidly transition to online learning during the early stages of the pandemic. This occurred in March 2020, just as the severity of the situation was becoming apparent and my university abruptly announced the closure of the campus. The primary obstacle I faced was adapting to a completely new learning environment. As a student who thrived on face-to-face interactions and hands-on laboratory work, the prospect of exclusively virtual classes was daunting. Moreover, I had to contend with technical issues, such as unstable internet connections and unfamiliarity with online learning platforms. To overcome these hurdles, I took a proactive approach. Firstly, I invested in upgrading my home internet connection and acquired noise-canceling headphones to create a more conducive study environment. I also reached out to my professors and classmates to establish virtual study groups, which helped maintain a sense of community and collaboration. Additionally, I developed a rigorous schedule to maintain discipline and prevent procrastination. This included dedicating specific time slots for different subjects and incorporating regular breaks to avoid screen fatigue. Reflecting on this experience, I feel a sense of pride in my ability to adapt and persevere in the face of unprecedented circumstances. While initially challenging, this situation forced me to develop crucial skills such as self-motivation, time management, and digital literacy, which I believe will serve me well in my future academic and professional endeavors. The experience also highlighted the importance of resilience and flexibility in today's rapidly changing world. It reinforced my belief that challenges, when approached with the right mindset, can become opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to learning? Band 6 to 7. Answer: This experience made me more independent in my studies. I learned to manage my time better and to use online resources more effectively. It also showed me the importance of being flexible and adapting to new situations. Band 8-9. Answer: This experience fundamentally transformed my approach to learning. It cultivated a heightened sense of self-reliance and resourcefulness. I became more adept at utilizing digital tools and online resources, which expanded my learning horizons beyond traditional classroom settings. Moreover, it underscored the importance of adaptability and resilience in education, skills that I believe are invaluable in our rapidly evolving world. Do you think the skills you developed during this time will be useful in the future? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think these skills will be very useful. The ability to work independently and use technology effectively is important in many jobs now. Also, being able to adapt to changes quickly is a valuable skill in today's world. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. The skills I honed during this period are, in my opinion, indispensable for the future. The proficiency in digital literacy and virtual collaboration that I developed are increasingly sought after in the modern workplace. Furthermore, the resilience and adaptability I cultivated are quintessential traits for navigating the uncertainties of our rapidly changing global landscape. These experiences have equipped me with a versatile skill set that I believe will prove invaluable across various professional and personal contexts in the future. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: how do you think the pandemic has changed the way we approach education globally? Band 6-7. Answer: the pandemic has made online learning more common worldwide. Many schools and universities now offer online courses, which wasn't as widespread before. This has made education more accessible to some people, but it has also created challenges for those without good internet access or necessary technology. Band 8-9 answer. The pandemic has catalyzed a paradigm shift in global education. It has accelerated the integration of technology and learning, thereby propelling us into an era of blended and hybrid educational models. This transformation has democratized access to education in many ways, breaking down geographical barriers and offering flexibility to learners. However, it has also exposed and exacerbated existing inequalities. The digital divide has become more apparent, with students from disadvantaged backgrounds often struggling to access the necessary technology or reliable internet connections. This disparity raises critical questions about educational equity and the need for comprehensive infrastructure development to ensure inclusive learning opportunities. Moreover, this shift has prompted a reevaluation of traditional teaching methodologies. Educators have been compelled to innovate, incorporating more interactive and engaging online tools. This has led to a greater emphasis on self-directed learning and digital literacy, skills that are increasingly valuable in our technology-driven world. In the long term, I believe this experience will foster a more resilient and adaptive education system, one that seamlessly integrates both online and offline learning experiences to cater to diverse learning needs and prepare students for a rapidly evolving global landscape. Key vocabulary and phrases. Here are some advanced vocabulary and phrases that can help you achieve a higher band score. Paradigm shift, noun, PIME shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example: the pandemic caused a paradigm shift in how we view remote work. Exacerbate, verb, it's bait, to make a problem or situation worse. Example: the lockdown exacerbated existing inequalities in education. Resilience, noun, resilience, the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example: students demonstrated remarkable resilience in adapting to online learning. Cultivate, cultivate, to develop or acquire a quality, sentiment, or skill. Example: the challenging situation helped cultivate problem-solving skills among students. Unprecedented, adjective, unprecedented, never done or known before. Example: the sudden shift to online education was an unprecedented change in the education system. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, particularly when discussing challenges faced during the pandemic, use a variety of complex sentence structures and advanced vocabulary to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to support your points. Show your ability to analyze the situation by discussing both positive and negative aspects of the experience. Practice speaking on various pandemic-related topics to improve your fluency and confidence. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and explanations for your opinions. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about using advanced language, but also about communicating your ideas clearly and coherently. Regular practice and exposure to English through various media can significantly improve your performance. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you had to manage your time effectively in a remote setting. Describe a time when you had to manage work-life balance while working from home. By following these guidelines and consistently practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any pandemic-related topics in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.